On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure with 113 people presenting yesterday. Liz Truss has been confirmed as UK's next Prime Minister. Planning permission has been granted for a 60 million euro wind farm outside Letterkenny. The Education Minister is facing mounting pressure to resolve ongoing school transport issues in Donegal. And just 4% of children in South Inishowen have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the lowest figure in the country. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news though, all elective procedures are being reviewed at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of significant pressure on the emergency department. 113 people presented at the ED yesterday, while 43 patients are currently on trolleys in the hospital awaiting a bed. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Management say the high number of people attending who need to be admitted for ongoing treatment means that there is pressure on bed availability. This is resulting in significant delays being experienced by patients in the emergency department, waiting for beds to become available on wards. The hospital is currently reviewing all elective procedures given the pressure on the site, and patients will be contacted directly if their procedure is postponed. There are currently 43 patients on trolleys between the emergency department and other areas of the hospital. In addition, the hospital continues to be impacted by COVID-19. As of 8 this morning, there were 11 patients with COVID being treated in the hospital. All available beds, they say, are in use. Every effort, they say, is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home so that beds may become available for those who need to be admitted at the earliest opportunity. The hospital acknowledges these delays are difficult for patients and their families and apologises for the inconvenience and distress that these delays cause.
Liz Truss has been confirmed as the UK's next Prime Minister after beating Rishi Sunak in the race to become Tory leader. She won just over 57% of the vote, less than many had predicted. Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill says she wants to meet the new British Prime Minister sooner rather than later in order to get the Stormont executive back up and running.
I look towards an urgent meeting with the new British Prime Minister, but my point will be very clear to her, which is that we need an executive up and running now. We need the outcome of the election to be respected. We need ways in which we can help people through the cost of living crisis, and the Tories haven't done enough to date, and now is the time for them to act.
However, DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson says the Northern Ireland Protocol must be addressed before an executive is formed in the North.
Well, I don't operate on the basis of trust. I operate on the basis that we know our position, that we remain firm and resolute in what we want to achieve. And I think that the message is landing. It's not only landing in Whitehall, where I think the government recognise that action is required, decisive action is required, if the political institutions are to be restored.
The green light has been given for a major 60 million euro wind farm development outside Letterkenny. Planning permission has been granted for Drumnahoe Wind Farm, which will see the construction of 12 turbines. Emma Ryan reports.
Anne Bourpanala has granted plan permission to SSE Renewables and Future Energy Ireland to develop Drumnahoe Wind Farm, located outside Letterkenny within the townlands of Trinquill, Mina Dura, Carrickalangan and Kirk. During construction, the wind farm will generate approximately 60 jobs, and delivery of the project represents a total capital investment of around 60 million euro. Once operational, the circa 60 megawatt wind farm will be capable of generating enough green energy to power around 40,000 homes and offset almost 40 million kilograms of carbon emissions annually. SSE Renewables will lead on the construction of the project and will operate the wind farm on completion.
The Education Minister is facing mounting pressure to resolve ongoing school transport issues in Donegal. 14 children in Clonmany were denied a place on a school bus this morning due to a lack of capacity. A backup bus was eventually deployed. It comes after 10 children in the same area faced the same issue last week. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says it's beyond acceptable.
It's really totally unacceptable. We thought that there might have been some sense of a solution. So what you have is one bus showing up every morning. It doesn't have the capacity for the number of students who have tickets. So what they have is another bus provider provider on standby. And that bus provider has been called in now on a number of occasions last week. That means that kids are delayed getting to school. Parents are having to stay on until the other bus gets there, which is called as a backup not to be there. I can't get my head around that at all. So on Friday, it worked okay. But again, this morning, you're back to square one. And my understanding, Donal, is that the issue is that Bus Éireann have put in for additional capacity, be it the core provider, and in fairness, there's no fault on their behalf. It's McGonagall's bus service, no fault on their behalf that they would have the extra capacity, but it has to be sanctioned by the Department of Education. We have been in contact with the Minister again and again last week from my office. I understand other public representatives have been raising this too, and we absolutely need a solution urgently now at this stage.
The Garda Commissioner has described the murders of three siblings in Talla in Dublin as the most dreadful and traumatic incident. 18-year-old Lisa Cash and 8-year-old twins Chelsea and Christy were stabbed to death in the early hours of Sunday morning at their home. A 24-year-old man remains in custody in connection with the incident. The man was well known to the victims. Commissioner Dree Harris says it's one of the worst incidents he's ever come across.
The most dreadful and traumatic incident leading to the death of two children and a young person. And just sincerely, the most dreadful incident. We are obviously now engaged in an investigation. And so it's limited what I can say in respect of that. I would appeal for anyone who was in the area of Rossfield Avenue in the early hours of Sunday morning, 12:30, if they haven't spoken to Gardaí already, they should contact my colleagues in Talla.
A West Donegal business owner has been forced to close his petting zoo after the weekend's flooding event. Errigal View Pet Zoo, located at Encourage Hotel in Gidore, will remain closed for at least the remainder of the week due to the damage caused. The west of the county was badly impacted by flooding over the weekend, with roads washed away and family homes impacted. Owner of Errigal View Pet Zoo, Connie Gallagher, says his business is affected by flooding annually, but no support is forthcoming.
We had to close yesterday. We couldn't open due to the flash flooding we had on Saturday night around 5 o'clock till roughly around about 8 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of eased off again, but it had washed away all our paths. Our pathways are all gone, like there's not much left of them.
Yeah, I have to ask the question. I mean, I take it all the animals are okay. There hasn't been any damage in that respect.
No, there's no damage. The animals are quite safe processions. Like, and the flooding would not come near them, no matter how they're on high ground. Like,
yeah,
it's just that pathways are made from gravel, and when the heavy downpours come, it just takes away the lot on us. Like, there's not a lot we can do. We're on a hillside.
Yeah.
It is a part of a mountain.
Yeah,
and there's not a lot. We've drained above it. We've tried everything, but it just doesn't seem to work.
And you're going to be closed, you reckon, now for the rest of this week?
At least the rest of this week now, because it's just. There's not much of the paths left. Like, we have to rebuild the whole lot again. And if we get the same thing within the next week, we'll lose a lot again. So,
is there any support available?
Battle, you know.
Yeah, is there any support available to yourself via the council or somewhere that you could actually get some flood defences or even sort of walls or some form of barriers that will stop the water damaging your own paths?
It's happened to us a few times now. Every year it kind of happens to us and we have to rebuild it ourselves. But never once did we now get one councillor or TD ring up to say, well, is there anything we can do for you? Unless somebody's going to ring today, I don't know, but never once did we have any local TDs or councillors ever ring us to ask us, like, is there any help we can offer you?
An Inishowen councillor, meanwhile, says damage caused to a mural by the bad weather over the weekend is a sign that the focus should be put on regenerating Buncrana Town Centre. Councillor Jack Murray made the calls after a hoarding featuring a mural that was covering an abandoned shop that had been burned down in years prior was blown down and onto Buncrana Main Street. He says the focus should be on urban regeneration there as well, as in the Ferris Lane area of the town and after other important works have been completed.
I think it really highlights the problem around the Lisa Plaza, the old John Barr's shop in Buncrana Main Street, which unfortunately was burned in a fire a number of years ago and lay as a site of ruin since then. Local volunteers, and particularly Rosh Dini, had created a beautiful mural on hoarding in front of that building, and to some extent it covered what was there, but it blew down last night. Thankfully it's been cleared up, but it once again highlighted the real problem right in the centre of Buncrana. In my view, Buncrana has never looked better. The Tidy Towns have done a fantastic job, and I do think Buncrana will win the Tidy Towns competition, but the one blemish in Buncrana is that site, and I think this once again highlights the real need and the urgency to sort out that site, to open up First Lane, which has been closed off for years now because of that. And I think it should refocus all our efforts in the community along with the County Council to get that sorted, get that site completely rebuilt, get First Lane open and make it that part of town centre that local residents can be proud of once again.
Would you say perhaps this is a bit of a requirement for some urban regeneration? We've seen some in Letterkenny. Would that be something you'd like to see for Buncrana?
Absolutely, and I'm very excited for the future of Buncrana. We are working on the Repowering Buncrana project, which will take in the shorefront. We're going to invest an estimated €20 million along Buncrana's shorefront. We're hoping to get the leisure centre upwards of about €8 million invested in that. And I do think the town, again, has never looked better, but just one slap bang in the middle of the town centre in the main street is this building. And
just 4% of children in South Inishowen have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the lowest figure in the country. According to the latest CSO figures, 36% of people in the electoral area have received their first booster dose. With more, here's Aidan Delaney.
By July 31st, just 4% of 5 to 11-year-olds had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in South Inishowen, while 36% of people had received their first booster. In North Inishowen, 5% of 5 to 11-year-olds in the Carndonagh Council area were fully vaccinated, while 43% had received their first booster. 8% of the 5 to 11-year-olds in the Lifford Stranorlar area were fully vaccinated, with 49% of people receiving their first booster, while in the Milford area, 9% of 5 to 11-year-olds were vaccinated, while 54% of people had their first booster. In the Glenties local electoral area, 10% of 5 to 11-year-olds were vaccinated, while 61% of people had their first booster. While in the Donegal local electoral area, that also saw 10% of 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated, with 58% of people vaccinated. In the Letterkenny local electoral area, 16% of 5 to 11-year-olds were fully vaccinated, while 52% of the council area had received their first booster.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with motorsport. Donegal's Eamon Kelly was crowned junior British rally champion over the weekend, with two rounds still to run in the competition. Having led the championship since round three, which was the Nicky Griss stages, Kelly sealed the crown in Aberystwyth in Wales yesterday by taking victory in the Rally Seadon in his Fiesta Rally 4. His prize is a supported drive in a World Rally Championship round next year in 2023 behind the wheel of a Hyundai i20 in Rally 2. Kelly's co-driver, Conor Mohan, must wait until the track rod, the next round of the championship, to see if he can secure the co-driver's honours. Details of the quarterfinals of the Donegal Senior Football Championship will be confirmed later by the county CCCC. After yesterday's final round of group games, defending champion St Unans finished top of the standings and will play St Michael's in the last eight on the weekend after next. Kilcare played Killybegs in a Titanic south of the county fixture. Parish rivals Niamh Connell and Glen Swilly will battle again this season, this time at the quarter-final stage. And the other tie involves Éire up against Gweadore. Gweadore yesterday lost to Niamh Connell. They'll be looking to bounce back, but Niall Freel is expecting a tough test against the Ballyshannon men.
Tough draw, surely. Ballyshannon have been coming this couple of years, you know. We've come up against them at underage level, and they have a lot of players knocking around the underage panels, underage squads, and they seem to get their act together this year. We played them in the league down in Marygallen. They beat us that day. They were very, very fit, well organised, very well drilled, and as I says, it's very hard to beat a team that has confidence in winning, you know. So it's going to be very, very tough now in the next 2 weeks against Ballyshannon.
And there will, of course, be more championship talk tonight here in Highland with Brendan Devaney on the DL debate. His guests include Dr. Maguire winners Brendan Kilcoyne and Gary McDade, and sports editor of the Donegal News, Ryan Ferry. That's after the news at 7 o'clock tonight, and will also be podcasted later on highlandradio.com. Cross-channel football. Sunderland can move up to fourth in the English Championship this evening. Tony Mowbray's side take on Middlesbrough, who have just one win from their first seven games. Kick-off at the Riverside Stadium is at 8 o'clock. Chelsea wingback Reece James has signed a new six-year contract with the Premier League club. The deal will reportedly see his wages increase to €290,000 a week and will keep him at Stamford Bridge until 2028. Diego Costa will have a medical at Wolves tomorrow. The former Chelsea striker is expected to be offered a contract if he passes, having initially been invited for a trial. Costa is able to sign outside of the transfer window as he's a free agent, having left his Brazilian club Atletico Mineiro. Two games tonight locally in the Brian McCormack Sports Cup in the Donegal League. White Strand United are playing Fannage United in the Letterkenny area. That one starts at 6:30. And then an hour later at 7:30, it's Gweedore United against Gweedore Celtic. Big derby clash in Group A. And the Bunnygee Ladies secured a league and cup double on Sunday, following on from their league triumph recently. Bunnygee lifted the cup by beating Drumbar United by 3-0 at Lakeview Park. The Bunnygee goals were scored by player of the match Sienna Brogan, Brona Gallagher and Kiva Hearn. In cricket, Ireland's women have won their first T20 international with Scotland in Edinburgh. The tourists won by 8 wickets, surpassing their target of 134 with 22 deliveries to spare. While in tennis, the quarterfinal lineups at the US Open will be completed later. Among the games, women's top seed Iga Świątek plays Wimbledon quarter finalist Yuli Neymar. And in the men's, Rafa Nadal is up against Francois Tiafoe. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. And returning to some news, the PRO of the MICA Action Group has slammed recent comments from the Housing Minister, who said the government's Housing for All plan is working in Donegal. The Department of Housing released a statement last week claiming that Housing for All has delivered in Donegal in its first 12 months, with over 500 new homes built and an almost 20% increase in housing funding to Donegal County Council. However, the statement did not include any reference to the defective block scandal or the government's further revised redress scheme. Michael Doherty says the claim couldn't be further from the truth.
Anybody in Donegal knows that that couldn't be further from the truth. That might wash down the country and it might wash in his own constituency when he's trying to convince the rest of the nation and maybe parts of the world as to what this government has done for Donegal. But everybody knows they've done nothing for us. It's disingenuous to say the least. And I think what we're up against here is what we have been up against all along. It's every attempt government can to put a spin on something that is far from the truth. The one thing that our campaign has been from the very, very start, it has been honest. It has been straight. We have been very, very direct in terms of what it was we needed, and we needed it for genuine reasons. We have never gone looking for anything we didn't need, but we have always been genuine in our engagement. And what we're seeing here today, even though there has been a lull over the summer, is another attempt by this government to come in and try and tell us, not tell us, but tell the rest of the nation that I don't think they're past caring about what Donegal people think. And certainly, if they have any notion of how Minister McConnell is viewed in this part of the world, I don't think they'll be looking to do anything there either. But the reality for us is that they're still trying to peddle something that is supposedly being done for Donegal, and the reality couldn't be further from the truth. So, no, it's another disingenuous attempt to hoodwink the rest of the country into thinking that something's been done for Donegal. I think their day in Donegal is over as a government anyway. We all know that. We just look forward to the day there's a change of government and we can get this thing moving forward again.
Coastal litter could impact Irish tourism and have a wider impact on the environment. That's according to Irish Business Against Litter, who have discovered that Irish beaches and waterways are declining in cleanliness. The results of the latest eyeball survey show Bundoran ranked as littered, while Killybegs Harbour was found to be moderately littered. Conor Horgan is spokesperson for eyeball.
The increased litter levels across the country in our coastal areas, and we found fewer areas receiving the clean status. Only 8 of the 33 areas surveyed were deemed clean. Unfortunately, for Donegal, it was the same as last year. Bundoran was littered. It was the worst performing of the beaches we've surveyed. And Killybegs remained moderately littered, where the majority of areas across the country are.
Weather now, there will be some rain or showers at times this evening. Further rain or showers overnight with lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening, all elective procedures are being reviewed at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of significant pressure on the emergency department. 113 people presented at the ED yesterday, while 43 patients are currently on trolleys awaiting a bed. The green light has been given for a major €60 million wind farm development near Letterkenny. Planning permission has been granted for Drumnahoe Wind Farm, which will see the construction of 12 turbines. The Education Minister is facing mounting pressure to resolve ongoing school transport issues in Donegal. 14 children in Clonmany were denied a place on a school bus this morning due to a lack of capacity. And a West Donegal business owner has been forced to close his petting zoo after the weekend's flooding event. Errigle View Pet Zoo, located at Kirch Hotel in Gidor, will remain closed for at least the remainder of the week due to the damage it caused. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, September the 5th. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Devaney, née Floyd, 52, Drumnabay Park, Castlederg. Elizabeth's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Francis of Assisi Church, Drumnabay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Maggie Doherty, Jack Culkeeny Mallon. Removal from Liam Collins' funeral premises, Kildaff, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Mick Doherty, Tulla, Clonmany. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Uris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.ie. The death has taken place of Patsy Patton, Ochnagaddy, Remelton. Remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. House private to family and close friends. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumkeen. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Mary Donaghy, née McNally, Ballylin, Remelton and Innes Keane Monaghan. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 10:20 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Remelton for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary tonight. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has occurred of Eamon Strain, Gortnesky, Burnfoot. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from his home tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Eamon's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to COPD Support Ireland, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Georgina Sterrett, née Stewart, Casey Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service in the Presbyterian Church Dunfanaghy tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Ballymore Graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.